Literature aimed at adolescents is notoriously difficult to translate to film. For every successful Harry Potter movie, there are dozens of literary adaptations that flop with what's known as the tween crowd, the audience too old for Winnie the Pooh, but too young for The Matrix. Still, a buzz has been building around the film version of a Newbery Award-winning novel tweens seem to love. Like the book, the movie is called Holes, and Bob Mondello says it has a shot at being as big a hit on screen as it is at bookstores.
The first images in Holes are of an exhausted young man who's staring down a rattlesnake. He has a shovel to protect himself, but he puts it down, takes off his shoe and sock, and moves deliberately within striking range of those deadly jaws. Why would a kid do that, you wonder? Until the camera rises and you get a bird's-eye view of the parched landscape he's been inhabiting, a bone-dry lake bed pocked with hundreds of holes and populated by the young wards of the state who are being forced to dig them. It's a character-building exercise for troubled youth, or at least that's what the latest troubled youth, Stanley Yelnats, is told by a comically Dickensian assistant warden, played by John Voight and known as Mr. Sir.
Ward a dig one hole each day, 5 foot deep, 5 foot in diameter. You're building character. I got a story for you Girl Scouts. Once upon a time, there was a magical place where it never rained. The end.
Water is a much sought-after commodity in the cosmically misnamed Camp Green Lake, and it's used as a bribe to get Stanley, played appealingly by Shia LaBeouf, and his fellow incarcerees X-Ray, Armpit, Zigzag, Zero, and others, to report anything interesting they find while digging, like the tiny engraved brass tube that Stanley unearths after he's been there for a few days.
It's too skinny to be a shotgun shell.
Yeah, no, you see? It's not a shotgun
shell. Yeah, no, it's not a shotgun shell.
Look at this. You see that little heart? You see that? Yeah. The letters in it? Right there?
Yeah.
KB.
Let me see it.
KB. Yeah. Yeah, that's Keith Barringer.
Man, who's that?
He was in my math class.
Though the boys can't figure out what they've found, the warden, who's played by Sigourney Weaver, seems pleased to have it. She has them redouble their efforts as director Andrew Davis flashes back to events in the Old West, as well as in 19th century Latvia, of all places, that help explain what's prompted her digging frenzy. Holes is at heart a mystery, and putting the clues together will be as much fun for young audiences as figuring out the timeline in Memento was for their elders. But Davis, who has mostly directed action films like The Fugitive before this, has been canny about making Holes appeal not just to tween audiences, but across the board. He and screenwriter Louis Sacker, who's adapting his own book here, have given the film several different tones, from sitcom slapstick for Stanley's home life, to Cool Hand Luke-ish scenes under the hot sun, to teen comedy rambunctiousness in the bunkhouse, to Wild West episodes that deal with race in the manner of old Sidney Poitier films. The mix isn't always smooth, but it blends fairly serious themes with broad comedy, agreeably enough, and the look of the film, with its artfully composed, blistering landscapes, is surprisingly sophisticated. Holes isn't without plot holes. Adults will need to suspend disbelief at the door, but it's well cast, sharply performed, and both smart and goofy in ways that pretty much guarantee that the whole family will dig it. I'm Bob Mondello.